Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae, Amen.
Cor Maria Immaculatum, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, to whomever embraces this devotion, I promise salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Since 2 days we already talk about devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and I explained in what this devotion consists. This devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary consists of a true devotion. It consists of claiming the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and we still will have to explain this. And then the imitation. And according to those three elements of the devotion, three, so to speak, exercises based on the message of Fatima flow from it. Namely, the first Saturday of Reparation, the Daily Rosary, and the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Since tomorrow is the first Saturday, I want to anticipate the topic, the theme of the first Saturday, and speak to you today about this particular wish of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It was on December 10th in 1925, and the date is of importance since December 10th is a little feast of Our Lady, the Feast of Our Lady of Loreto, December 10th. The Most Holy Virgin appeared to Lucy, right? She was then a postulant at Pontevedra in Spain, and by her side, elevated in a luminous cloud, was the child Jesus. The Most Holy Virgin rested her hand on your shoulder, and as she did so, she showed her heart, encircled by thorns, which she was holding in her other hand. At the same time, the little child Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your Most Holy Mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is none to make an act of reparation to remove them." Then the Most Holy Virgin said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of all those who on the first Saturday for 5 consecutive months shall go to confession, receive Holy Communion, recite the 5 decades of the Rosary, keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary with the intention of making reparation to me." And then, of course, to this devotion of the 5 Saturdays, there is attached the great promise, what is called the great promise of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that is to say, Our Blessed Lady promises nothing else, nothing less then salvation. To all those whom the five Saturdays of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them in the hour of death with all the necessary graces for salvation of their souls. It is the same promise, basically, than the promise of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for the ninth Friday. So you see already, according to heaven itself, if you go with Our Lady, you will go to heaven with a shorter way. Already we start, right? Sacred Heart as 9 Fridays, Our Lady as 5 Saturdays. But already in 1917, Our Lady asked, I wish the consecration of the world to my Immaculate Heart in the communion of reparation, the first Saturdays of the month. It is also a very expressed wish of Our Lady that we dedicate every first Saturday of the month and make this Saturday a day of reparation, very similar to the first Fridays of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We have to say that the Saturday of Reparation is certainly not new. It was certainly providential that already Pius X in the year 1912, right, signed following decree. He said that those faithful who want to venerate the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary in order to promulgate the devotion to her, that those who go to confession, receive Holy Communion on the first Saturday, and do some acts of reparation in order to make reparation for the curses which people say, which come from people against the dignity of Our Blessed Lady. He grants everyone who does so a plenary indulgence. So that's not new, that was already established in the Church by the Roman Pontiff in 1912. Confession, communion, some acts of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. But anew now in the message of Fatima is the expressed desire for some other acts of reparation which were expressed by Our Lady herself. She asked for the rosary, 5 decades of course, and then she asked 15 minutes of meditation of the 15 mysteries of the rosary in order to do reparation to her Immaculate Heart and in order to console her, according to their own word. And all those acts, meaning, that's very important to understand, all those acts, meaning confession, communion, rosary, meditation, each of these acts must be done or should be done with the expressed intention, deliberate intention to do reparation and to console the Immaculate Heart of Mary for those outrages against her, those sins against her. So let us talk today about the first two, meaning confession and communion, and the other two we will talk later when we talk later in the course of the retreat about the rosary in particular and about meditation of the mysteries of the rosary. There are three groups of very sharp thorns which pierce into this most pure heart of our mother. The sins which without interruption offend the majesty of God, that's the first, then the fear for the souls which are in danger to go to hell, and then, humanly speaking, the impossibility to help them because they have no devotion to her, and therefore they have did not receive actual graces in order to make them ready to receive the grace of conversion. In order to make an end to these sufferings to Our Lady, she appeared, as you see the image, the picture, the heart surrounded with thorns. And in order to make the sufferings an end, we do so by her own desire, by a good confession. Let us recall from your catechism or from your theology, what is sin? Right? Sin is the intentional and free turning away from God and the disordered turning to the creature, which is placed in the place of God. And in the Holy Sacrament of Confession, this disorder is repaired. The right order is restored in general. By contrition for your sins, the penitent turns away again from the creature. That's the essence of contrition. Not the weeping, not the sighing, not all the turmoil of nerves in you. It is, contrition is will. Turning away from the creature intentionally. Turning away from that sin which I committed and turning again towards God in order to do reparation again for the love which I denied to God by sinning. And the greater and the more serious this contrition for sins is, the greater and the perfect is my reparation, since we talk about confession of reparation. By the confession, by the accusation of myself in the confessional, the penitent acknowledges that he is a sinner, but he also acknowledges God as the highest Lord, the highest governor, if you want, the highest lawgiver above him, and he makes up, he does reparation, if you want, in a sense, for his pride, by which he rebelled against God, his Lord. In every sin, there is his pride, his rebellion against God. And the deeper somebody humiliates himself in this accusation of self, his sins acknowledges, the more perfect he repairs, with the grace of God, of course, the pride of sin, and honors therefore the majesty of God. And then after absolution, the The priest, as you know, gives always the penance, right? And by doing the penance, the penitent repairs, so to speak, the disobedience against the commandments of God, but also satisfies at the same time by his effort, by his suffering of his body and soul, at least a part of his temporal punishment which he deserved. And the more zealous someone does his penance, the more efficacious is his satisfaction to God. And so great the pain, the suffering, is of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, when she looks at the offenses of the Divine Majesty, so great is her joy when she sees a sinner converse. When he starts to sin, when he starts to offend Almighty God, when he gives God again his due honor and love, by his contrition, by his confession, and by his satisfaction. And her joy is greater into to the degree that the sinner really takes effort, right? These acts, these parts of confession to do in a perfect way. So perfect as possible. When you look at the venial sin, right, many people, we too say, oh, just the venial sin, it's not so bad. But we have to remember, meditate what venial sin is. Venial sin soils our soul, wounds our soul, and makes our heart hardened for the influence of grace, the operation of the Holy Ghost, and opens us up more for the influence of the demons, and it brings temporal punishment, if you want, in purgatory. Remember, purgatory, the least sufferings in purgatory are greater as than the greatest sufferings on this earth according to the teaching of the fathers. And a good mother, right, cannot bear if their children run around with dirty clothes, right? If they're invited for a birthday, right? To congratulate their mother for her birthday, and the child would come, the face dirty and soiled, dirty clothes, teared up clothes, the mother would be very offended. And so, the Heavenly Mother, the same way. The heart of Mary suffers, in a sense, when she sees the venial sins of her children going on and going on. And she wants that we purify ourselves, wash ourselves in this tribunal, in this fountain of the Divine Mercy. But then there is mortal sin. And mortal sin, as you know, takes from you, you lose sanctifying grace, which is a participation in the divine nature by grace, and it's the seed of the future glory, and that for all eternity. And that's why St. Thomas and St. Augustine say that the least grace, is more precious than the good of the entire universe. The least grade of sanctifying grace is greater than the good of the entire universe. And therefore the loss of sanctifying grace is a greater misfortune than the perishing of the entire creation would be. And if the sinner dies without contrition and penance and goes in eternity, then he goes to hell. As Our Lady truly showed by the vision of hell to the three children. And it truly could be said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor did it enter the heart of man what God prepared for them who offend him. And the mystery of hell is a mystery and is so terrible that no human mind truly can comprehend it. And Mary comprehended in this much, much deeper, to a much higher degree than even the angel and the saints together. And that's why her heart is pained when she sees the soul, one of her children, running towards hell. At the same time, on the other hand, the joy of your heart is so great if she sees a sinner, a dear child of hers, be converting in the Holy Sacrament of Confession, the remission of his sins or her sins, receiving, the child becomes again a child of God. And this is the greatest joy in her heart in regarding to the sinner who does penance. In each sin there lies a rejection or despising of the most precious blood, the bitter suffering of our Lord and the bitter suffering of Our Lady. The sinner does not want the grace of salvation. He will not. He will not be anymore. He doesn't want to be anymore a child of God, not a living member of his church. He doesn't want to be anymore a child of this good mother. And he delivers himself in the hands of the devil and becomes his slave. It costs so much, the mother to give this child the life of grace, and this child throws this life away. Steps with his feet on her love, marks her and pierces her heart with thorns. But how great is the joy of this mother when this child recollects, when this child contrite falls before her feet and asks again to be accepted as her child. When this child opens heart and hands in order that this good Queen of Mercy bestows again the merits of the bitter sufferings and the death of her son. And no one knows truly the wonderful effects of confession in the soul than Mary. She is the one who mediates and distributes those graces. She is the one who knows the wonderful effects of this sacrament of confession. And if now a soul, a faithful, out of the desire to do reparation, to console the Immaculate Heart of Mary, has go to confession out of this desire to do reparation, this sacrament becomes the sacrament of penance of reparation. We cannot, of course, confess the sins of others. That's impossible. But we can ask, before we would go to confession, we could say, Mother, so many souls have lost their faith. So many souls didn't go for a long time anymore to confession. They don't want your grace of redemption. And this fact is so painful for your heart. But these graces should not be lost. So instead I will go to confession, although I'm not obliged to do so now. But you should have the joy, O Mother, to distribute those graces. And I will prepare myself so perfect as possible in order that you can distribute those graces of conversion. I also remember the reception of the sacrament of penance is a meritorious work. And if you go to confession, confessing venial sin, or what is called as a confession of devotion. It's a meritorious work. Merits and causes not only the intensification and multiplication of the sanctifying grace and glory, but also causes actual graces. Graces of assistance, as I like to call them, helping graces, which can be offered up by the Immaculate Heart of Mary in the way of petition for certain people. We could ask Our Lady to mediate those actual graces, the grace of a good contrition, the victory over temptation, the turning, the ending of a diabolical attack on a sinner, that he finds the courage, right, and the energy to go to confession. And if we do so, then we do exactly what Our Lady wants with this first act. We do a confession of reparation, and she can truly but she can really distribute those graces of conversion. And then the word of yourself will be fulfilled, right? When you do what I say, many sinners will convert, she said. And the experience of those who truly do this devotion of the five Saturdays prove this word of Our Lady to be true, that many sinners will convert. There was a religious week many, many years ago, somewhere in Germany, was called Mission, which was done many times for the different states, like for men, for women, for children. And the priest would preach this mission, and a woman, a young woman, would attend his sermons and would after come to him and ask him whether she could talk to him and have an appointment and talk with him. And then the priest says, yes, of course, just come. And then the girl, the young lady said, what I have to tell, I hardly can say it. And then the missionary would say, you don't need to be afraid. There is no sin which I never heard. And then the young lady got courage and said, in fact, it does not concern me. It concerns actually my father. And then she said, my father since several years tries truly to tempt me against the virtue of purity, goes after my innocence. And my father has a relationship with my own sister. That's perhaps the worst which can happen. And so she prayed and prayed a lot for his conversion. But to no effect. And then she made even a pilgrimage and prayed very fervently to Our Blessed Lady for the conversion of her own father. And then she said to the priest that she had an apparition. The Sacred Heart would appear. It was so beautiful. And she was so happy. But then she would pray. She would ask the Sacred Heart for her father. And the Sacred Heart would look very, very seriously and say, don't pray for him. No prayer is useful for him. He is lost. And then the girl said to the young lady said to the missionary, since then I can sleep, I can eat. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm close to despair. Then the missionary would ask the young lady, did you believe that the apparition was the Sacred Heart? And the young lady would say, of course, since the apparition was so beautiful and I was so happy. And the missionary said, it was not the Sacred Heart, it was Satan himself. It is impossible that our Lord would say, don't pray for a sinner. And then he said to the young lady, I promise you, your father will convert if you do what I say. So he said, pray every day the rosary truly from an interior for the conversion of your father. Holy Mary, pray for us. Pray for him, that he converts. Go to confession, but so serious, with such a sincere preparation of your soul, with a deep contrition to do reparation for his sins and to obtain his conversion and to receive Holy Communion with the same intention, with this intention you go to Communion in such a sincere way, with such a preparation, that you want your Father to receive Holy Communion again. And she did this for a few days, and then after the mission week for the women, the mission week for the men would come, the father would come to the sermons, and he was very excited by the sermons, and he would go to confession and straighten up his life. And later on, the young lady would converse with the missionary and would write him letters and say that her father truly converted. She was not bothered anymore by him, and her father every month will go to the sacraments, will receive confession and Holy Communion. Our Blessed Lady also asked for communion of reparation. And great is the suffering of this mother for the unthankfulness of so many Christians, right? For this sacrament, in particular in our times, right? After Vatican II, confession, even in the Council Church, is considered as a dying sacrament. And if we do those practices, we could even obtain, if we truly would have faith, we could obtain the conversion of many. However, she had also great pain, right, when she considers the unthankfulness of so many in regarding the Blessed Sacrament. Right? And if we just consider, too, all the evil effects of Vatican II, the effect of the invalidation of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, of the sacraments and so forth, and how much pain it must cause to our Blessed Lady. But if we look, if we meditate and think about this Blessed Sacrament, we will still talk during the retreat about Holy Communion in regard to the true devotion. But if we consider it in a general way, Jesus, the Son of God, gives in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass his body and his blood, his soul and his divinity, right? His entire prayer he renews, his walk of redemption, his bitter suffering and death, all virtues and merits, so that the Divine Majesty can be, that in order that satisfaction can be done for all our sins. And so many disregard this Holy Sacrament of the altar. Also caused, of course, by many wrong teachings, by the true diabolical influence at Vatican II and all the evil effects of Vatican II. But also remember that each communion is a grace which is more precious than all extraordinary graces and gifts of all the saints. In the tabernacle, in each tabernacle in which our Lord is still present, in all the traditional chapels or in chapels at which a true, valid, ordained priest is offering the true sacrifice of the Mass, our Lord is there, waits in this golden tent of the tabernacle, in his hands so many graces, but he knows, and that's his great suffering, they are coming, they are not coming. They are not coming to receive those graces. And those who come, perhaps we ourselves, we don't open our heart enough to receive those graces. And that's why our Lord says, and this text is used in the Mass of the Sacred Heart, that he was seeking a consoler and he did not find him. That's pretty much the sentiment of our Lord in the tabernacle. But they don't come. And why not? Because, as our Lord says in the Gospel, they bought an axe, they rented a farm, they married, they engaged with this world, and they are not interested, they are not coming to this meal of his, to the Blessed Sacrament. And what a martyrdom for the heart of Mary is this, particularly when she regards our own times. The invalidation of the Holy Sacrifice, the errors about the Blessed Sacrament, the priesthood, and so forth. The ceasing of valid orders in the mainstream church, if you want. How much pain it must be for the heart of Mary, knowing, of course, that this is the cause, the beginning of the great apostasy which she herself prophesied in La Salette. But she sees this all. Now, if you go to communion on this first Saturday in order to do reparation, to console our Blessed Lady for the sins against the sacrament, the Immaculate Heart of Mary will be very happy. If you receive Holy Communion out of that expressed deliberate intention to do reparation and to console her Immaculate Heart. And you should also say, oh Mother, you warn that I receive Holy Communion every day, and I obey you. But I will go to communion now in order to reparation for this obedience. I will be thankful and receive Holy Communion with Holy Seal in order to make up to do reparation for so many who neglect, who despise this great sacrament. Mother, so many don't want this grace of the Blessed Sacrament. They don't want. Grant instead the graces to me. You should have the joy to exercise mercy, to heal your children, to nourish and to fortify them and to lead them to perfection. So many of her children don't want that grace anymore. They throw away this grace if they still have it by sin. And this, I want to make up. I want to do reparation. I want by a higher love unity with Jesus, I want to be more, even more, her child. I want to bring, I want to offer his love, his reverence, his thankfulness, his obedience, his zeal to your honor and to reparation for the sins which many people commit against you. Later on in the retreat next week, we'll hopefully talk about communion, how to do a fruitful communion in the light of the true devotion, because there's a certain way to do it. But for now, that should suffice the true acts, the first acts or works of the first Saturday confession and communion. The others, meaning the rosary of reparation, and then the meditation of reparation on the first Saturday. And these two things we'll talk hopefully also, if we have time, next week. So I can only encourage you truly to practice this devotion of the five Saturdays, but on a continual basis if you can, right? That you do every first Saturday, that you try to console your mother, this Immaculate Heart. And in this devotion, your salvation may consist in the salvation of others and later on the efficacy of your ministry as priests of the Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.